You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
G&D welcoming you back on The Fan, getting ready for the college football playoffs to get started. And there is a little Virginia flair to the postseason this time around. We'll get into these weekend's matchups and JMU in just a moment.
I should turn my mic on. I want to tell you about our friends, Condorian Moron, the exclusive sponsor of our show. They'll help you draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
Want to go to the Rood guest hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Welcome onto the show, Brock Vereen, Big Ten Network, CBS Sports Network, SiriusXM, joining us now. Brock, thank you for the time. We appreciate you. How are you?
I'm happy to be here, and I'm counting down to Friday. The chaos that is the CFP is finally here.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast. First of all, I went to your Twitter account. People should follow you at Brock Vereen. And you had a hilarious Thanksgiving Day post where you said, a lot of y'all are about to eat subpar food today because you're too scared to sit your auntie down and tell her it's time to pass the apron to the new generation, and that's nobody's fault but your own. I thought that was really funny.
It's the biggest travesty that a day that is about, if nothing else, eating tremendous food with the people you love. But love doesn't mean things have to be easy. Love is also sitting your family members down and saying the macaroni and cheese has gotten drier and drier every single year, and your daughter is ready to step into the limelight, but you're boxing her out, and it's time for the younger generation to take over in a lot of aspects, and it's a conversation that too many people are afraid to have.
I think it's 100% correct. And if you want to like record a message for my mother-in-law that turnips aren't a Thanksgiving food, I would hire to do that. But I can go a million different directions.
You can't.
I got you covered.
You can't fly if we're not allowed to spread our wings. You know what I'm
saying?
That's
all I'm saying.
You need to let
That's
us leave
I'm
the
saying,
nest.
Man. You know, look, everyone is concerned about the lack of quarterback production in the NFL. It's because they don't teach them. They just throw them out there. Well, this is what you're asking. You're asking, hey, when Nana dies, we're all of a sudden going to put the reins on her niece? No, that's not fair. She's got to get the reps now.
Brock Vereen is with us on Grant and Danny. All right, let's get to the college football playoffs, Brock. In this state where we're broadcasting now, we're in Washington, D.C., but in Virginia where I live, there's representation in number 12, James Madison University. They are a 21-point underdog against Oregon on the road on Saturday night. Does JMU have a chance to keep this game close?
Yes. Yes, they do. And if I were to make the simplest elevator pitch as to how, it's because Oregon is a very good football team. They have not shown to consistently start fast. I would say Oregon State and Iowa are the biggest examples of a team that just kind of sleepwalks, which is very shocking considering who Dan Lanning is and the culture he's built. I would also say that the weakness, if you had to pinpoint for Notre Dame, is the linebacking units in pass coverage. And, of course, Jordan Madison doesn't really rely too much on their wide receivers in the pass game. Of course, it's a run-first team. I would say the path to victory for JMU is, obviously, it's a run-first offense, and once you can establish that, play action to the tight ends is where Oregon's linebackers show to be the weakest when having to cover a tight end or a slot wide receiver. And that is how you win the game. You cannot turn the ball over. You have to eat up clock. You are snapping the ball with 5 seconds or fewer on the play clock every single down. And you can make things interesting maybe by the end of the third quarter heading into the fourth quarter. And at that point, it is anybody's game.
What's the most intriguing matchup in this opening weekend here? Whether or not you think it's going to be the best game, but what's the one you're kind of most curious to see, like an oddity, two teams that wouldn't normally play each other or something? What's one that you think is the most intriguing?
God, that's a good question. You know, a lot of people are anxious to see Bama-Oklahoma, and initially that was my gut feeling, and it dissipated pretty quickly. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to say Oregon because it's mostly out of spite, right? Really, anyone who has a major platform with college football has spent the last 2 weeks talking about how JMU has no business being there, how they should just get another SEC team or another Big Ten team. And it kills me because 10 years ago, JMU is being celebrated, right? Like 10 years ago, college football was widely considered a moment for teams who deserve the limelight and the spotlight and the chance to go up against teams that were thought to be in a higher class. And it's so disappointing that something has happened in the past couple of years where instead of celebrating what the Hoosiers did last year when they lose to Notre Dame, it's, oh, they shouldn't have been here in the first place. Instead of celebrating what JMU is doing this year and the opportunity that they have, and the trajectory that they've been on since 2022, instead of celebrating that, we're here bashing them because we want to see Texas get their doors blown off in the first round. Like it's sad. So that's a lot of pressure to put on JMU, but I feel that the celebration should be the fact that they're there, and because of that, I do consider them and Oregon the most intriguing game.
Brock Vereen with us here, Big Ten Network. I wanted to ask you about this. In general, like the national pundits have just, you know, folded their arms and said, no, we don't want any Cinderellas. And it's like this, they prefer the oligarchy. They prefer this weird old system where, you know, why should anybody play any games other than three SEC teams, three Big Ten teams, and maybe like one upstart?
Joe Klatt said this week, nobody wants to watch JMU play.
I'm going, I think it's completely wrong. Now, I know, forget about JMU alums, but like, I want somebody else besides the seven teams with the most money to play. Otherwise, we're wasting our time with every one of these games at all times, and that doesn't sit real well with me in American sports where we go, let's have a tournament and figure it out. So just your thoughts on the national discourse.
Yes, yes. Okay, so here is where people have lost themselves in the past, I would say, 3 years. College football has never been about winning championships. It has never been about winning championships. I went to the University of Minnesota. If college football was about winning championships, we would never be able to sell out a stadium. But our home games were sold out because it's not about winning championships. What is one of the most viewed games on Thanksgiving weekend? It's Iowa and Nebraska. Iowa is usually an 8 or 9 win team. Nebraska is usually a 6 or 7 win team. And everybody watches that game, and they play in front of 90,000 fans every single year. If college football was about winning championships, no one would be at the game. We're trying to make this a professional league. Why are Cleveland Brown games empty? Because the NFL is about winning championships. Why is nobody at Cincinnati Reds games? Because the MLB is about winning championships. College football is not about that. It is about beating your rival. It is about supporting guys who represent a university. It is about having allegiance to something for no other reason than you grew up rooting for that school or you went to that school. And that used to be enough. That's what makes it beautiful. And now all of a sudden we're talking about it like it's a professional league. And I understand how we got here. Kids are making hundreds of thousands of dollars, and I totally understand that. But we are ruining this thing, and 2 years from now, it's not even going to be fun talking about because you have the loudest and most prominent voices in this sport trying to rip away what makes it different. We don't want a minor league to the NFL. That's the last thing we want, and it breaks my heart that the thing I spend so much time watching and spend all my life loving is becoming what it is.
Love that answer, and it's something we're going to be talking about on the show a little bit later on today. Brock Farina, the Big Ten Network on G&D. Indiana's the one seed in this whole thing because they beat Ohio State to win the Big Ten title. They're waiting on the winner of the Alabama-Oklahoma game that you referenced. That'll be the Rose Bowl game coming up on New Year's Day at 4 o'clock on ESPN nationally. I bring this up to say one of the things that I feel like is kind of broken with the current structure, a lot of people have different faults. We just talked about one of the arguments against how this all works, is for the second straight year, I feel like there's almost a penalty as the one seed. Like last year, it was Oregon. Yeah. They had to deal with that plucky underdog 8-seed Ohio State, you know, yeah, the little engine who could that won the national championship. This year, Indiana's waiting as the number one, and they might get Alabama in their first game, a little rusty, having not played in a while. I don't know how to fix that, but it seems to me like something's broken if the really good multi-loss team that actually is one of the best in America ends up the 8-seed more often than not, or the 9-seed or something.
Yeah, and the interesting thing, too, is there's no way to perfect the seeding. So the only mindset you can have is, well, if we didn't play a good team this round, we would just have to play the next round, right? And so I feel that Indiana, who has been, I would argue, the most consistent team in college football, is going to be fine against either of those teams. Any SEC team, I would argue, their biggest issue is consistency, right? Like Georgia. Georgia at their peak is, I would say, the best team that we've seen this year. What's the problem? They've been at their peak a total of 5 quarters an entire season. And most of the other quarters, it's, is this like the 5th best team in the SEC? What am I watching right now? But then they figure it out and they win, right? The thing for Indiana is, yes, on paper, you are playing a team that the other teams that are on a bye are probably saying, well, I'm glad I don't have that matchup. But the fact is, you are the one seed because you were consistent, and this is a very flawed system that we have going on here. And I feel every single year there is going to be a team that gets the short end of the stick saying, well, we don't really feel like the one seed, but I guess we have to play who they line up for us. It's just the effects of a very, very incredibly flawed system.
It just feels like a second straight year where the two or the three probably has a more formidable or less formidable matchup. Like if you're Ohio State waiting on Miami, Texas A&M, I'd rather play that game.
They're like, oh no, we're the 2 seed.
And then Alabama, Oklahoma. But to your point, you can't like change the rankings for the matchup. So it is pretty convoluted in that way. Before we move on to the rest of the bracket and kind of how this thing's going to play out, did you think the right teams got in based on the format that Miami in, Notre Dame out was the right way to go?
It's one of the very rare situations in regards to Miami-Notre Dame where both sides are right. And Miami slash the voters versus Notre Dame. Notre Dame is completely fair to be irate about this because if you were going to flip us, you should have flipped us. I could care less about the administration, quite honestly, but the players is where my empathy comes in. Because I'm a player who has spent the last 8 weeks thinking, man, if we just keep winning, I'm going to get a chance to compete for a championship. We were a couple plays short last year, and we're going to do it this year. And then through no scheduling fault of our own, all of a sudden, that's been ripped from us. I completely empathize with the players in that locker room. However, Miami getting in is the right choice. It was just, it's clear that the committee tried to hedge their bets and said, okay, maybe Notre Dame can lose a game and we won't have to do the thing that we were going to do anyway. We don't want the finger to be pointed at us. And in sitting on their hands and not doing what they should have done weeks and weeks prior, they put themselves in this position and they lose even more faith that people had in them. And they're just going to be to continue being a collective of the most hated individuals in college football because of the decisions, or in this case, lack of decisions that they made.
Brock Freeman with us here on Grant and Danny. So outside of the top four, right, they've all got byes. So it's Indiana, Georgia, Ohio State, Texas Tech. Who outside of that top four that's playing in the opening weekend has the best shot to go the whole way?
You're not going to like this, but it's probably Oregon. I would say that what Oregon has done has been remarkable, and they are among the most injured teams in college football. Oh, I'm sorry, of the Final 12, right? Meaning Oregon has done this without two of their top three wide receivers, I would argue, entering the season. Not to mention one of the best wide receivers that they lost before the season even started. I would argue that their running back room hasn't peaked yet. They have a true freshman in Jordan Davison who, like any true freshman, you kind of wait your turn and your reps increase as the year goes on. And only toward the back end of the year did they really start treating him like RB1. They have Kenyon Sadiq, who blew up last year, but this year was kind of the third option. But then once the wide receiver started going down, they realized, oh my God, we have the best tight end in the country, and he's probably going to be a top 10 pick. And Dante Moore, who is continuing to get better and better. They have a defense that is loaded with youngsters who are getting so many reps. So I say that to say, whereas Ohio State blew out Oregon last year at the Rose Bowl because they peaked at the right time, Oregon is also in a situation where they could peak at the right time due to the injuries, some inexperienced guys getting more reps, but now have 8 or 9 games as being starters, and young guys who were true freshmen, but now have the experience of a junior because they've been starters for the back half of the season.
Brock, which coach of those in the college football playoffs would you choose to start a program from scratch?
Kurt Cignetti, because in fewer than 2 seasons, he may have etched himself in among, well, you know what? He has etched himself in college football history. I confidently can say what he's done, and we're still in the middle of it, what he's done is sustainable. Are they going to win the Big Ten every year from here on out? Are they going to be a top 5 team from here on out? That's so hard to maintain in today's era. But to take a team that was by any metric at the bottom of college football and has now built something that is sustainable, because he's not going out there getting a bunch of 5 stars. He's not out there outspending people. He is an incredible coach, and when he was at Alabama, he was the head of recruiting. He knows what to look for. He knows exactly what fits in the system that he runs, and this is going to be a consistent thing. If IU had the money to lock up Cignetti for a lifetime contract like Kentucky did with Cal all those years ago, I would do it now. If I had a soccer opening, I think Kurt Cignetti could figure it out and get us a soccer chance.
Ted Lasso style.
Seriously.
Yes, exactly. There we go. He is remarkable in the fact that in today's era, he is not – yes, he's relying on the portal, but he's not, you know, stealing number one targets from Bama and Ohio State. He's still developing them. He is both finding the right guys and still making them better. Nobody leaves that program without being twice as good as they were when they entered it. And the answer to that is Cignetti.
I know I'm just falling into the conventional wisdom, like, sheep take thing here. And it's because of his nerdiness, right? And I love this guy, yeah. Fernando Mendoza. I really do.
Yeah.
The more I
yeah.
get to know about him and see him, the more I love him. But it this is like if your buddy from down the street, who's the biggest nerd you know, became the number one quarterback in America is what's happening. But I just have a hard time imagining him being a star NFL quarterback with his athleticism. He might go 1-1. I mean, would you take him or Moore? And what kind of pro quarterback do you think Mendoza could be?
I would take Mendoza if I need a guy to start day one. If say the New York Giants somehow trade up and find their way. That's the perfect Dante Moore situation. Like, hey, we're still trying to figure if our guy right now is the guy. We're going to have a new head coach. He may want to run a different system that he doesn't fit. But you don't have to start right away. I would say from a ceiling, Dante Moore has a higher one. But as far as day one, Mendoza is the most day one ready guy of any of them. And he is a nerd, but he's cool. Because he embraces being a nerd, that makes him cool. Whereas
yes,
a lot of nerds try to be cool. Mendoza says, no, I'm a nerd, I'm a dork, and I'm going to be the dorkiest nerd you've ever seen, and I can also swing the football, and I'm 6'5".
I'm one of those cool dads, you know? I'm one of those cool dads.
Exactly. I love Mendoza, man. And, again, is he going to be some Hall of Fame guy? I don't know. This isn't some Andrew Luck situation where he's going to turn the thing around tomorrow. But as far as day one readiness, he's shown that much.
Just to piggyback off that, give me a handful of players that, you know, for maybe some of the novices that are just tuned into this part of the season, that you kind of would have circled, players of intrigue that you want to watch in some of these matchups, guys you really like.
Oh, okay. Yes. Oh, thank you for that. One, Kenyon Sadiq, who, Oregon is Oregon. They've played a lot of national games. I get it. But for those who haven't watched, Kenyon Sadiq is a tight end who's similar to Brock Bowers in that you build your offense around that guy. Give me both of Alabama's cornerbacks. It hasn't been the great year that they had last year. Last year they were kind of projected to be, oh, man, these are going to be future first-round picks, etc. Statistically, it may not look the same for them. I am very high on both of them. Going back to Oregon, Dylan Thielemann, the safety. To Ohio State, Caleb Downs is a safety who doesn't have a position, meaning what Matt Patricia, the defensive coordinator, does with him. It's an NFL defense that they run, and he's the master of it. He's telling defensive linemen what to do. He's telling cornerbacks what to do. He will play up on the line of scrimmage. He'll play at linebacker. He'll play a strong safety. He'll play a free safety. He is a certified day one starter in the NFL. Jacob Rodriguez is maybe the most fun guy to watch in football right now. A guy who causes all these fumbles, not by ripping the ball, but just because he blows you up and your body instinctively lets go of the football. And give me one more. I know he's not necessarily going to be an NFL dude, but I like Oklahoma's quarterback. I like Arnold. I like anyone whose story was, well, he failed over here. I would like to see him take care of Bama and maybe try to rewrite the narrative on him, which he's done a great job of so far this year.
21-year-old John Mateer. All right, we appreciate it very much. Thank you for the time, Brock. It is awesome to get ready for these playoffs with you, and we will enjoy your coverage leading up.
Anytime, fellas. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Brock.
Be good. There's Brock Farin with us on Grant and Danny. You can check him out on the Big Ten Network and on SiriusXM as well. Outside of Jaden Daniels, which gets most of the conversation, what is the number one priority for the Commanders this offseason among the players already on their roster? We'll get to that next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Well, that sure is sweet of you, Carly. Thank you. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Thanks to Toby for the update. So everybody's been talking Jaden Daniels, and they should. He is the face of the franchise, and how he goes, so go the Commanders. Last year, he was great. They got to the NFC Championship game. This year, he wasn't on the field very much, and they were awful and will pick near the top of the league in the NFL draft. I bring him up, though, Danny, because in a non-Jaden Daniels category, they got a lot of other work to do, and that seems to get masked by all of the discussions we have about the QB.
Sure.
The thing I think that might be most important for them, as far as their to-do list with their own roster, non-Daniels progression this offseason, is to re-up with Laremy Tunsil, their 31-year-old left tackle, who has played 9 years in the NFL. He is under contract for next season at a cap number of just under $25 million. So if they do nothing, a la Terry McLaurin this past year, then 32-year-old Laremy Tunsil shows up and possibly holds out and, you know, may or may not report to work on time to get ready for the season. But there's no real reason to push it with him anyway. You want this guy around. This is a position where guys tend to age pretty well. Look at 37-year-old Trent Williams, who's still playing at a really high level. There are other guys like 33-year-old Jake Matthews. And I think about, like, for years, you know, the Eagles had an offensive tackle who was almost 40, was playing at a high level, and Jason Peters. Like, this happens at that position all the time. There's no reason not to pay him. And so we said we learned a lot about Adam Peters in the negotiation with Terry McLaurin. Maybe we didn't. You know, maybe we learned what he thought of Terry specifically, or how that position ages. I hope they don't waste any time. Just pay Laremy Tunsil. This guy is really damn good.
100% agree. This is one of those it's not quite to the level of quarterback for me, but it's close. We've been actually really fortunate here. We've only gone a few years over the last 20 plus where we haven't really been set at left tackle. at a high level. We've gotten away with it a couple of years, but for the most part, this a lot of times can be an Eleanor for a team. I mean, the Ravens went through 17 different guys since Jonathan Ogden retired. They couldn't get it right, et cetera. Teams, quarterback is one, obviously, that's your white whale, but the 1A or the 2 on this is you got a left tackle that can do it. That position is more sustainable than a running back or a linebacker or some of the more high collision ones for whatever reason. Guys tend to play better longer into their careers. All for it. I think that's the priority for this offseason.
He is allowed the sixth lowest pressure rate at about 7.5% this season among tackles. The fifth longest time to pressure. So how quickly you get to the quarterback when you do, it takes over 3 seconds against Laremy Tunsil, which is top five in the NFL when you rank him among all the left tackles in the league. In fact, he's given up 3 or fewer pressures in 9 of 12 games this season, tied for third best among left tackles in the NFL. When Laremy Tunsil's on the field, you do not have to worry about a really, really difficult position, to your point. His PFF grade is borderline elite at about 85. He ranks 7th of 82 tackles in PFF grading this year. In fact, his pass blocking grade, if you look at just how they grade him as a pass protector, which we know was going to be better than run blocking anyway, he's number 3 of 82 tackles in their grading. And he's actually been better in the run game than I thought. Because we had a bunch of people on from Houston after they traded for him, and they came on and they said, look, he's going to dominate and be unreal in the passing game. He's a white-collar offensive lineman. He's not going to get nasty or dirty. He's not very good in the run game. He's just okay.
He's fine.
He's 22nd of 82 tackles, according to the PFF grading, and it matches the win rate and some of the things that you see. He's also cut down on some of the false start penalties. That was the big narrative about him coming into the year. Like, this has been an A++. As bad as that Marshon Lattimore trade was, as much as a couple of things that they've done have blown up in their face, not this. This was a grand slam win for Adam Peters.
Second deck bolt on that one. So, again, when you have that gift horse, he shouldn't have been available, quite frankly. Houston, for whatever reason, soured or decided money-wise it wasn't going to work. I don't know what I don't know there. But what
very
a mistake.
Strange, by the way.
What a mistake, as far as I'm concerned.
Doesn't make a ton of money compared to the guys at the position. You had multiple years of him left. You weren't very good on the offensive line, and they still aren't. And by the way, you're good in competing.
Yeah.
You've got a young, ascending rookie contract guy in C.J. Stroud. You're a playoff-caliber team that right now is one of the hottest teams in the AFC.
That's right.
Very strange. That's actually a really good point.
The only thing I could think of is there was some sort of buyer beware. You know, maybe once he gets his deal, who knows, character-wise, if something changes. I haven't seen any of that. I'm trying to figure out from their perspective why they were so willing to give up a left tackle that can still really play.
Completely speculative, but I wonder, he's one of these guys that's like not going to practice on Wednesday. In training camp, every 3 days, he's going to take a day off. You have to keep him fresh. You got to keep him. And I have no problem with it because of how he's played on the field, to be completely honest with you. But that isn't for everybody. Like, I don't know what D'Amico Ryans' deal is. He's a former recent player.
Yeah, there might be something to that.
You would think he would be cool with that. But maybe, you know, they don't like the idea of we got 6 guys on the side every Wednesday because we have an older team. Mm-hmm. And they want tackles who are a little younger who can practice and be on the field and work on that timing and continuity. I would say, give me a break. Are you special? Is this an upper echelon talent? Then practice on a Wednesday, be damned. Like, I am ready to sign up for more of this immediately. With Ertz, with Debo, with Wagner, you know, some of the other guys that you kind of baby on the practice field, I don't feel the same way. But the performance for those guys is nothing like what Tunsil gives you. So I'm willing to bend at the knee a little bit here. I'm willing to have different rules for him.
Same here. What do you think the deal looks like?
So that is the huge question. The left tackle market is such that right now Rashawn Slater's the highest paid guy in AAV at $28.5 million. Trent Williams, at 37 years old, is a $27.5 million man. He got paid recently. Christian Darrisaw got the big deal from the Vikings, is at $26 million. And then Tunsil is 4th at $25 million. So it's not like he's way down the board.
Yeah, he signed his 3-year deal fairly recently in 2023, right? So the other guys have signed more recently and, of course, have superseded him.
Now, I would say there's a possibility maybe that he doesn't get back in line and then he's not overly desperate to get a payday. But there was a piece in the Washington Post late last week. I think it was written on Friday by Tashawn Reed, who's the new reporter who came over who covered the Raiders. And he did a really nice job with the story. But he got some quotes from Laremy Tunsil. I don't know if you read it the same way I did, but it sounded to me like he was saying, yeah, I've proven myself, and now it's time for me to get my money.
That's how I read it. And I'd like it to be from here, but...
Totally.
Yeah, it'd be nice if it was from here, but the money, please.
Could he play one more year and then at 33 try to go get paid? I guess that's possible. Again, the team has the final say. They have the leverage in that he's under contract for one more year anyway. So to answer your question, I was just giving the background on the money. I think you're starting at 27.5 with Trent Williams, but honestly, he probably, if you're paying him right now after this year, he probably wants to be the highest paid tackle in the league. And he may want $28.6 or $29 million. Is that something you're willing to do over 3 years?
Yeah, it's fine with me. I know some people might recoil at that. Like, there are a couple spots where I'm not going to be fiscally responsible. Quarterback, left tackle, you know, the pass rusher, and maybe one playmaker on offense. Other than that, I've got to be thrifty and smart and, you know, economical. If I've got a star, I'll figure it out. But that's one of those spots I just go, what does it cost? Great. It's like there are a few things in my house. I sleep on my bed every night.
Yeah.
I will spend on my bed. Now, I'm not going to spend on the fancy thing I use once a year, but I sleep on my bed every single night. I will spend on that mattress, on the frame, and all the nice things. That, to me, is what this is. This is the one of those essentials where it's a non-starter if I don't have it.
So Trent Williams got 3 years and right around $82.6 million in new money, which was like 27 and change, as we talked about. And he signed that in September of last year, I think it was.
Yep.
1 year ago. Now, the cap has gone up pretty considerably since, which is what Tunsil and his agent are going to argue. But maybe you just adjust for the cap and do a similar deal. Whatever percentage $27 million was of that cap, you do now with this new salary cap, which is up. And it's probably closer to like 30. But instead of doing 3 and 90, Trent at that time was 36 years old. Tunsil's younger. I would spread it out a little more, you know? Because like Trent got $48 million in guaranteed money over the 3 years. I would do, even if it's 5 years and $150 million, which sounds crazy, then you guarantee, what are we talking about? Like,
yeah, the most 75. Ever has been 56.
Yeah, so you guarantee like 65, 70, whatever that looks like. And you still could potentially get out of it in 3 years. But just doing the three-year deal like they did with Trent Williams makes sense in that standpoint because of his age. But if you can actually have more years to push money into, I think that makes more sense.
And the 3 years, remember, lines up with Jaden Daniels before his big payday, right?
Which I'm not overly concerned about. I know that's definitely the big talking point. But one, they don't have bad money or big contracts beyond that.
Yep.
Two, this is left tackle. So there's quite literally nothing more corollary to investing in Jaden Daniels. That's what you're doing here. You are investing in the betterment, the well-being, the health of Jaden Daniels. But I guess lastly, I would say too, the cap just goes up and up and up and up. I'm not saying like it's not real. I don't think that's true. But it's 3-4 years from now, the cap's going to be massively higher anyway. So you're going to pay some people huge money. Someone's going to get the bag. You can't just have a full roster of 50 plus guys.
Today's top of the market's tomorrow's bargain.
So I'm willing to pay. Think whatever helps Jaden Daniels. Is that a left tackle? Is that a wide receiver? Is that a interior offensive line? No problem. But it sounds like we're in lockstep that even if he's asking to be the highest paid left tackle in the league at 29-ish, and sometimes the money's crazy and next it's 31, 32, who knows? Might actually be a little bit of a bargain and it's 27. But in that range, if he's saying, I'm going to be paid like the best left tackle in football, I'm going, cool, no problem, let's have a press conference.
You got it, buddy. Yeah, where do we sign? Now, I'm just speculating, given the McLaurin situation. Do you think they might go nuclear and franchise tag? Just because they don't want any long term deals for older players. Do you think that's on their radar at all?
They could. I don't think so.
I don't either. But I'm
they made the point, or they didn't make any points publicly, I guess. But the people that were talking on their behalf seemingly were making the point. Look at how wide receivers age. It was always about wide receivers. I don't think you could say the same thing about tackles at 33.
No, you cannot.
So. To me, if you thought it was a losing battle to not pay Terry McLaurin, and the main reason for that was just how popular he was, how long he'd been here, how beloved he was, and you don't have that yet with Laremy Tunsil 1 year. From a football standpoint, though, I think people are going to go, wait a second. You traded for this guy. You gave up a lot to get him. You're now not willing to pay him after he was awesome this season? What was the point of any of that? Because lest we forget, I mean, they didn't give up. It's not like they gave up nothing. It was a 2025 third and seventh round pick, 2026 second and fourth round picks to Houston, for Tunsil and a 2025 fourth rounder. They gave up a lot.
Yes, they did.
That was a 4-pick package. I mean, it was a boatload for Laramie Tunsil. So when you did that, to me, it meant you have evaluated and decided this is your left tackle for the next several years. That was not a 2-year rental when you're giving up that kind of compensation. Grant and Danny on the Fan, our double play is next. I've got a big update for you on something we talked about on the show as a hypothetical a couple of weeks ago. Excited to give that to you. What do you got on the double play?
Ooh, we got to talk about a show. It's a really, 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 really intriguing documentary.
That's next, the Beltway Blitz in 20 minutes on the Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
It is time for our double play on Grant and Danny, driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Now is the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealers today. So, Danny, I've got an update on something we talked about a couple of weeks back.
Oh.
I will jog your memory in case you forgot. Okay. Many of our listeners may remember this as well. I was doing my normal scrolling online. You know, one of those folks that gets into the reels and next thing you know, 19 minutes has gone by.
Yep.
And I saw one of these hypotheticals where they asked, would you let your wife or girlfriend attempt 50 three-pointers from an NBA three-point arc, from a three-point range, if you had to be signing a waiver that said if she doesn't make one of the 50, you die. But if she makes one, you get $10 million, I think.
I think that was the number, yeah.
$10 million, 50 threes from NBA range, or you die, wife or girlfriend. You said absolutely not.
And I love my wife dearly, but no way.
Wes is shaking his head no. You wouldn't let your girlfriend try? She's got to make one of 50 threes from NBA range.
Absolutely not. She's 5'1".
I mean, so what?
She could be buckets.
Earl Boykins was 5'3". He was buckets. So here's the update, guys. The wife tried the challenge.
And you're still here.
Well, that's true.
Oh, you didn't get that. There was no actual money. Sorry.
Drum roll, please, Toby. She went to the St. James to work out.
Mm-hmm.
She sent me a picture of the basketball court, said, I'm going to go down and try it. She went out on the court. The first two shots were air balls.
Okay.
Now, this was very troubling.
48 to go.
48 to go, and now your life's on the line here. She said that the ball was slipping out of her hands because she was sweating.
Hmm.
This was a bad start.
Yeah.
48 shots to go. Toby? On shot 20, she made a three-pointer. Granny style, from the top of the key, it took her 20 shots to make a three. And she said it is something that everyone should accept because there's no way that someone, just granny style from the top of the key, wouldn't be able
to get one.
A three out of 53. She actually said they should make it 20 or 25 shots to make it more interesting. She's now very confident. Now, I have to tell you, I was not there.
Okay. Was it NBA range? What do we know?
This is what I'm trying to figure out. So she claims it's NBA range. She showed me the court. She said, how much is NBA range? I told her. I sent her the dimensions from a graphic of exactly what needed to be done. She was out on the St. James court, and there was like a couple three-point arcs. And then several feet behind one of them, there was like what almost looked like a free throw line back behind the arc.
Oh, okay.
Which I'm assuming to be the NBA three and where people get their shots.
Yeah, it's 23-9 at the top of the arc, exactly. Which is about 4 feet.
She claims that that was NBA range, and that's where she shot from. She's very confident, measured out, that that was the NBA distance. And on shot number 20, she made it. She also said, I said, when did you know you were going to do it? And she said, probably by shot 4 or 5, I was like just clanking it right off the board, the rim. And I felt like I need to readjust and maybe just like start having a plan. But she's like, I knew with 40-plus shots to go, it was going to be very easy. I just need one to go in. Now, she got one out of 20.
I was gonna say, it's not that easy.
So like if that one doesn't go in, my point is, like if we do this again right now, for real, I could die. And she said there's no way I would die. That she feels like next time, she would make it way faster.
I love the confidence. Again, yes. She was confident before when she mentioned the challenge. But I also wonder about the variable of, like, again, this weird hypothetical. Like, imagine, like, the gun cocks and the guy sitting right next to your head, gun to your temple. And he's like, make the shot.
But you think the added extra pressure and nerves.
Yeah, like, well, she's like, I'm sweating. I bet you might sweat then a little bit, too, if your husband is right there going
to
die.
Yeah, I mean, if it had to be that way. I don't know that this is a situation where I'm sitting there and someone's got a gun to my temple. I think it's just, you know, that eventually, like tonight, I get my last meal and then I get injected with something.
And then that's it.
Doesn't have to be a scene out of a Quentin Tarantino film right there at the middle of the
floor.
You're
not getting snuffed out.
Where they're bringing out mops right after. I don't think it has to be quite like that.
I'm saying the real life pressure of your spouse dying if you don't make a shot adds to the pressure of the shot.
Pressure. Yeah. In our little exercise, we were doing a, are you killing me or am I making the money? But I can't tell you how confident she is. Like, I kept saying, like, but you only made one. You don't know. Maybe next time it clanks out. And she's like, no. I would do it so much faster next time. Now, real quick, on the flip side, GP, I know you're confident you can make an NBA 3, but are you making one before 20 attempts?
Oh, easily. Are you kidding me? No doubt. That's not even a debate. Who am I, Bradley Beal? Yeah, I can knock down a 3.
Come on.
Who's having fun? Who's funny?
Is there a turnover in the final 3 minutes challenge?
Now, that I could do. Me and Beal have that in common. I could get you an opportunity for me to give the opponent the basketball with 57 seconds left.
Well, could I act surly afterwards? Is that possible, too?
We need evidence now of you knocking down a 3 before 20 attempts.
I might have to. Cap Cut Paulson will get on this. I'll get over to the St. James. That means I have to go to the gym with the wife. I don't know if you guys can tell, but I'm not a big fan of doing that. But I'll go in there with her, and I will get some threes up. How about that?
I love that.
Does this make you feel any differently? Like I said to her, Danny said Megan would not do this, and she said he should 100% take that challenge.
I respect your wife a great deal.
She claimed that anyone, it's actually funny what she said, but she's like, anyone who's not pathetic could do it. That was her quote.
Right.
She said you have to be able to, I think she said hip hinge. Is that a phrase?
Yes.
You have to be able to hinge at the hips, basically.
Uh-huh.
Because she's all granny. She's saying, just do that. Don't try to do anything
else. Just granny it.
Just hip hinge and toss. That's all you got to do.
Yeah. No. We're not doing it. We're just going to keep chugging along. Keep chopping wood.
Let's go to Dre in D.C. What's up, Dre? How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, dude.
You bet.
Hey, I don't care what it is. I ain't letting either one, the wife or the girlfriend, shoot at it.
Neither of them?
Listen, you heard what I said. Neither. Because they both, first of all, my wife, who we're in the middle of a separation, she's going to try on purpose to miss every shot.
Well, no doubt.
Well, that's a different situation.
I mean, I will say,
we're assuming a desire to make the shot.
If you have a wife and a girlfriend, she's probably going to try to off you.
So listen, so it has to be an incentive or something based where she gets half of the money, because it got to be something to entice her to keep me alive.
Oh, that's actually a good point. Yeah. Can I ask, legally, think about this before you answer. Did the girlfriend come after the separation or before?
Hey, man, listen. On grounds of incriminating myself.
There you go. Yeah.
You understand?
I just want to know how badly she wants to miss these shots.
She's like, oh,
that's
I missed the first one. Uh-oh. Oh,
that's funny, Dre. That is a good
one. Thank you, Dre.
Thank you for that call.
Played the fifth right there during the double play.
Popped me pretty good. Beltway Blitz is next. Cynthia Freeland of NFL Network at 5. We're Grant and Danny.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.